You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Thursday, May 19th. The World Swimming Coaches Association has released a position statement on the issue of boys competing on girls' swim teams, acknowledging that their inclusion in girls-only competitions cannot be balanced with fairness. While the organization clarified that they support the sport of swimming maintaining an environment where everyone can partake and where everyone is treated with both dignity and respect, the association concluded that male athletes have an unfair advantage when competing against female athletes. The WSCA cited the retained differences in strength, stamina, and physique that are present when comparing the average female and male is the justification for its position. The U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments in the case of Starkey v. Archdiocese of Indianapolis on Monday, which centers on a Catholic school that was sued for not renewing the contract of a teacher in a same-sex relationship. Lynn Starkey, the former co-director of guidance at Roncalli High School in Indianapolis, sued the school after she was not offered a new contract in 2019 over her same-sex marriage, which the school deemed a violation of its code of conduct. Starkey appealed to the Seventh Circuit after a lower court had previously ruled in favor of the school. Alaska Airlines is being sued by two flight attendants who allege the company fired them when they questioned the airline's official support for the proposed LGBT anti-discrimination bill, the Equality Act. According to the complaint, Marley Brown and Lacey Smith were terminated after questioning the airline's support for the Equality Act on an internal message board. They claim the airline responded to their posts by immediately removing them from their flight schedules, terminating their employment, and disparaging their religious expression and beliefs as discriminatory, hateful, and offensive. The complaint argues that the flight attendants, who are both union members, face termination because of their religious practices and beliefs. Their union failed to effectively represent them, ignoring civil rights laws prohibiting both employers and unions from discriminating on the basis of religion. First Liberty Institute, which is representing the flight attendants, said in a statement Tuesday that the firing was, quote, a blatant violation of state and federal civil rights laws. Research conducted for the American Bible Society has revealed that 38% of 18 to 25-year-olds, an age group collectively known as Gen Z, believe Jesus Christ was human and committed sins like other people. These results mirror that of older generations, including Gen X, which is 37%, Millennials 35%, and Baby Boomers 35%, who similarly don't appear to adhere to the biblical doctrine of a sinless Christ. John Plake, Director of Ministry Intelligence at ABS and Editor-in-Chief of the State of the Bible series, told the Christian Post that secular confusion about Christian theology presents an opportunity to share with the world, explaining he is less concerned about the national or generational assumptions and more concerned that we point people to the Word of God. American United for Separation of Church and State sent a complaint to the IRS on Monday over a sermon that Greg Locke preached in which he told congregants that Christians cannot vote Democrat. The church-state watchdog group is arguing that Locke's sermon at Global Vision Bible Church of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, on Sunday violated the Johnson Amendment. Americans United President and CEO Rachel Lasser told the Christian Post that, quote, several folks alerted us to a video of his Sunday sermon that violated the Johnson Amendment on social media, but we've been aware of Pastor Locke's inflammatory rhetoric for several years, noting that Locke prayed for the Proud Boys group on the eve of the January 6th Capitol riot. In his sermon, Locke called Democrats, quote, God-denying demons that butcher babies and hate this nation, and demanded that any Democrats belonging to his church leave. He also referred to President Joe Biden as a sleepy old fool and claimed that Democrats stole the 2020 presidential election. A Muslim cleric in Nigeria reportedly defended the murder of Christian Deborah Emmanuel Yakubu, who was killed over false accusations that she committed blasphemy, which is punishable by death under Islamic law. Yakubu was fatally beaten and burned on May 12th. Bello Yabo, an Islamic cleric in the Nigerian state of Sokoto, is alleged to have called on Muslims to kill anyone who insults the Prophet, according to global persecution watchdog International Christian Concern. An ICC spokesperson told the Christian Post that the group's field staff stated that Yabo is the cleric who made comments, including, quote, a young person in Sokoto insulted Allah's prophet yesterday. In Sokoto, we kill such. We don't tolerate such idiocy in Sokoto. Kanye West was nominated for 6 awards at this year's Billboard Music Awards, and he won all of them, sweeping every category in the faith-based music genre. The awards included Top Christian Artist, Top Gospel Artist, Top Christian Album, Top Gospel Album, Top Christian Song, and Top Gospel Song, stemming from his 2021 album, Donda. The singer recently made headlines over accusations that he sampled content for Donda without the permission of a Texas pastor who filed suit over the alleged use of 70 seconds of one of his sermons. Last fall, gospel singer Bree Babineaux similarly accused West of using samples of her vocals on Donda without her permission. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.